Chapter 72. The Jinn. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Say, O Muhammad, it has been revealed to me that a group of jinn listened to this Quran. They said, "Surely we have heard a wonderful recital. It guides to the right path, and we have believed in it, and we shall never join in worship anything with our Lord. And exalted be the majesty of our Lord. He has taken neither a wife nor a son." And the foolish among us used to utter against Allah that which was wrong and not right. And surely we thought that men and jinn would not utter a lie against Allah. And surely there were men among mankind who took shelter with persons from among the jinn, but the jinn increased mankind in sin and disbelief. And they thought as you thought, that Allah would not send any messenger to mankind or jinn. And we have sought to reach the heavens, but found it filled with stern guards and flaming fires. And surely we used to sit there in stations to overhear and spy. But any who listens now will find a flaming fire watching for him in ambush. And we do not know whether evil is intended for those on earth, or whether their Lord intends for them a right path. Among us there are some that are righteous, and some the contrary. We are in groups, each following a different way. And we think that we cannot escape Allah on the earth, nor can we escape by flight. And indeed, when we heard the guidance, we believed in it. And whoever believes in his Lord shall have no fear, either of a decrease in the reward of his good deeds, or an increase in punishment for his sins. And some of us are Muslims who have submitted to Allah, and some of us are disbelievers who have deviated from the right path. And whoever has embraced Islam, then such have sought the right path. And as for the disbelievers, they shall be firewood for hell. If they have believed in Allah and went on the right path, we would surely have bestowed on them rain in abundance, that we might test them. And whoever turns away from the reminder of his Lord, he will cause him to enter into a severe torment. And the mosques are for Allah alone, so do not invoke anyone along with Allah. When the slave of Allah stood up invoking his Lord in prayer, they crowded around him, almost stifling him. Say, O Muhammad, I invoke only my Lord, and I associate none as partners with him. Say, it is not in my power to cause you harm, nor to bring you to the right path. Say, O Muhammad, none can protect me from Allah's punishment if I were to disobey him, nor would I find refuge except in him. Mine is but a conveyance of the truth from Allah and his message. And whosoever disobeys Allah and his messenger, then surely for him is the fire of hell, and he will dwell there for ever. Till, when they see that which they are promised, then they will know who it is that is weaker concerning helpers, and less important concerning numbers. Say, O Muhammad, I do not know whether the punishment which you are promised is near, or whether my Lord will appoint for it a distant term. He alone is the all-knower of the unseen, and he reveals the unseen to none except to a messenger whom he has chosen. And then he makes a group of watching guards march before him and behind him, that he may know that they have truly conveyed the message of their Lord. And he surrounds all that which is with them, and he keeps account of all things.